From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio, where we're looking at the trial of evening pedestrianisation in Newbury Town Centre. Kennet Radio's Ray Wilton spoke to Councillor Justin Pemberton, who is the Executive Portfolio Holder at West Berkshire Council for Community Engagement, Economic Development and Regeneration.
First of all, what's happened? What's the change to the pedestrianisation of Northbrook Street?
Yeah, so as residents will know, the main central part of Newbury, not just Northbrook Street, but surrounding streets as well, leading up to Marketplace and around, have been pedestrianised for the best part of about 25 years. Now, those pedestrian hours previously ran until 10 in the morning until 5 in the evening. From the 19th of May, just a few weeks ago, those evening pedestrian hours were extended from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay, and yeah, this happened on the 19th of May, as you said. It was well publicised. We did our best to publicise it on here as well. I think it still surprised a few people, but that's always the way. And what was the reason for doing it, and what was the purpose? What was seen as the problem needed to be solved?
Well, I mean, the overarching aim with a lot of council policy is to make our spaces greener and cleaner. So the Liberal Democrat administration at West Berkshire Council have got a big environmental piece, certainly around reducing emissions and net zero. So this sort of feeds into that wider strategy. But it's also trying to breathe some life into the town, increase footfall. We want to try and encourage people out of their cars to make more active travel journeys. We also want to try and help our retailers and our licensed premises. So certainly breathing some life into the nighttime economy. We know that retail and leisure has struggled. Certainly post the pandemic, people's shopping habits have changed, and also the way people socialise have changed. So it's about encouraging people to come into the town and also changing the way that they travel.
Okay, and of course we can come back to how they get into the town, because that'll be a topic in its own. We'll come back to that. I think I'll park that one for briefly and we'll come back to that. So how long, it's currently a trial, isn't it? How long does the trial run for?
So the trial runs for 6 months.
Just for 6 months?
Yeah.
So that's, and during that 6 months you'll be gathering feedback and comment from the public?
We will. So we are encouraging the public to send comments to us. There's a number of ways that they can do that. The easiest way is to fill in the online survey that's on the council's website. There's an email address that people can contact the officers directly if they want to do that. Again, that's on the website. I'm happy to share that now if you'd like me to. There's paper surveys that the council can produce, and you can even write to the council as well. So there's a multitude of different ways in which residents can make their thoughts known about this, and we are actively encouraging people to comment. We want as many people as possible to comment. We want their thoughts. We want as much information and data as we can muster to try and make this a success.
Yeah, and yes, people can get in contact in a number of ways. And people are naturally hesitant, I think, to do this, and it needs to be made as easy as possible to find the links. So first of all, on the website, how would you direct somebody from the West Berkshire Council website to find the survey?
So if people go onto our website and search for Newbury pedestrianisation, there will be a link to the online survey.
So just those keywords take you straight to it.
Exactly. The website is fairly intuitive, so it's quite easy for residents to get themselves to the page that they need. I'm happy to give out the email address now. Yeah, it's publicly available. So if residents would rather send an email, that can go straight to economicdevelopment@westberks.gov.uk. As I say as well, if people don't want to use the online options, they can give the council a call and we can send them out a paper survey.
Okay, so paper one available if you're not
online. Absolutely.
And I guess, could they also just get one if they're passing by the offices?
Absolutely. Come in. Somebody at reception will help you.
Okay, good stuff. And I'm also thinking that even if they can't do that, would you expect people's own local councillors to be able to direct them to this as well?
Absolutely.
Or could they even talk to their local councillor and get their word taken in for them?
You beat me to it, Ray, to be fair. And we get an awful lot of feedback from local ward members as well, because obviously they get feedback from their own residents. So we regularly have conversations with ward members in and around the town centre. People will also be aware as well, we get quite a lot of noise on the local social media groups, certainly some of the Facebook groups. You know, people are more than happy to make their feelings known on there. You know, the council officers and the elected members, we do monitor those channels, albeit it's not an official way of communicating with us. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Ray. In reality, there are a multitude of different ways in which people can speak to us and make their feelings known.
And you just mentioned social media, so you are monitoring the social media comment as well. How are you going to process all of this information and come to what would be the decision? Because I guess it's either it stays, or it reverses, or it changes. How would you process all the information and come to the decision?
Yeah, I mean, in reality, there's a lot of information that the officers and ourselves as the elected members will need to sift through. It's not a straightforward process, hence the reason that we've set the trial to long for as run as we think we need to get the best data possible. Now, obviously, there are going to be people out there that will expect us to respond to each and every single comment in granular detail. Now, in reality, we're not going to be able to do that. But what we will do is we will pick up the themes, and we will take on board every single comment and piece of information that we receive before we decide what we're going to do next. But the other point that I would make as well is I want this conversation and I want this consultation to be more than just binary. I don't want, in an ideal world, I don't want to see comments. I don't want to see comments on the extremes from people who say, this is the best thing since sliced bread, let's roll it out permanently now, versus this is terrible, let's abandon it straight away. There are things that we can do. The council and the elected members are in listening mode. And if people have suggestions, for example, as to how the space can be redesigned, how we can repurpose part of the highway, how we can put in other infrastructure to augment what it is that we're trying to achieve, we are more than happy to listen. That's the whole point of this process.
Okay, good. And what I was going to ask then next, it's a 6-month trial, and I presume, are you collecting data for the whole of that 6 months?
We are.
So at the end of the 6 months, you'll need to process what you've gathered. What happens then? Does the trial get switched back off, or does it get left switched on in place while you're processing?
So the traffic regulation order that we have is quite flexible. Which is fortunate. It's called an experimental traffic regulation order, which allows us to put the closure in place while we gather this feedback. It doesn't always work that way with traffic regulation orders, but these experimental traffic regulation orders allow us to do things that previously we might not have been able to do. So the flexibility is the key there. If we come to the end of that 6 months, for example, and we're still sifting through the data, we find we need a little bit more time to decide what we're going to do. The order allows us to do that. Off the top of my head, I believe the order itself runs for about 18 months. In that period, there's lots of things that we can do. We can extend the trial. We can decide we're going to make it permanent. We can make changes. We don't know, but those are the options. And, I'm definitely not in the business of making predictions. That's a fool's errand. But, let's see where we are in November. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I recognise this was done under a different administration, but what would you say to someone who says, well, station road closure was a trial, but it never reopened?
Well, I mean, to be fair to the previous Conservative administration, there was a consultation period that ran alongside that decision to pedestrianise. It was a slightly different process, and I know that some residents weren't happy with that, but at the end of the day, the council, as it then was, still consulted, and it acted on the results of that consultation. I think the wider narrative around this at the moment is, I think that the direction of travel, I mean, if you'll excuse the pun, it's all about making spaces more accessible. It's about making them more sustainable. Pedestrianisation is very much a part of that conversation. You know, that's where things are going at the moment. We've really got to start thinking about how we travel and the options available to us when we are travelling. It's not all about the car. It's about active travel measures as well.
Yeah, and we came back to that now, because one of the things that people might say is, another way into town would be a bus if there were only enough of them and it was good value compared to parking. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say those comments are absolutely fair and valid. I would love to see a multitude more buses, and a bus timetable network and highway across the district. In reality, these kind of service provisions all come down to difficult choices and funding. But you are absolutely right. We do need a lot more buses to be running. But ultimately, there are other forms of active travel as well that we are wanting to promote, such as walking and cycling. I'll give you an example. You know, there's a big program coming up to revamp part of the Kennet and Avon Canal and the towpath that runs out of Newbury in both directions. So, you know, there are other things that we are doing in the background to improve the active travel network and give people options. I would also say as well that we are still looking to improve bus services. There is a bus service improvement plan. Residents are always going to say to us, well, that's not moving quickly enough. And I would say you're probably right. But again, it comes down to the funding and choices and those difficult choices that we have to make as councillors.
Yeah, and I do get emails from a lady at the council inviting me to take part in surveys and consultations. I guess those are open to, all of them are open to the public, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And you can find them on the council website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so in this particular one, though, pedestrianisation, the extended ones, I think that you've really covered that very well. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that I haven't thought to ask about?
No, I mean, I think the key point, I think you're right, I probably dealt with it already, but for me, this is all about consultation and it's all about feedback. And I genuinely mean that. You know, this is a new way of doing things. You know, experimental traffic regulation orders are not common. They're not things that councils use regularly. And the reason that they are there is so that we can respond to the needs of the community and react to comments and suggestions that people made. So please do engage with the consultation. We want as much engagement and we want as much information as we can get from you. This is a very much a two-way thing. It is not something that West Berkshire Council is doing to residents. It's something that we want to improve for residents. So please do get in touch and let us know what you think.
So would you say that to anyone, if you've seen the change and it's altered your way of life in any way, or if you've just got a comment about it or it's changed what you do, they should get in touch?
They should absolutely get in touch, and they should get in touch about anything that's on their mind in relation to pedestrianisation, quite frankly, because that's all information that will get fed into decisions around what happens next. So, you know, if you still object and you don't like it, that's fine. If there's suggestions that you can give us about how to improve the space and make it even better and more inclusive, if we do decide to make that permanent, let us know. You know, for us, like I say, it's just about transforming the space. If you look at other examples of where these kind of changes have taken place, it really has been transformative. And of course, I would say that, wouldn't I? Because I'm one of the portfolio holders responsible for it. But I genuinely believe it. The evidence is there. The data is there. When you reduce noise, when you reduce traffic movements, people's experience of a particular place is transformed. They spend longer there. The experience is nicer. And of course, if people are spending longer in the town centre, that can only be good for our businesses. So again, businesses, we want you to get in touch. We know you've experienced some initial teething issues. I know there are things that you're working through. Please get in touch with us.
Well, thank you, Justin. And I think should we say one more time how people can get involved and where they find information and the surveys?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's four ways in which people can get in contact. There's the online survey on the council's website. So click through on the council's website. It's very, very easy to find. It takes seconds. There's the email address, which is economicdevelopment@westbarks.gov.uk. If people don't want to use the online options, they can call the council and request a paper survey. We'll send that out to your address. And you could even write us a letter. So again, on the council's webpage, there are address details that you can use if you just want to write us a letter. I don't have those to hand at the moment and I haven't got my laptop in front of me. But yeah, if you want to write to us, you can do that as well.
I reckon if you put on a letter, council offices, Market Street, it would get there.
I think you're right, Ray. I think you're right.
That's all you need to know. Well, thank you, Justin, for coming in. That's Councillor Justin Pemberton, who's the Economic and Development Officer of West Berkshire Council. Thank you so much for your time today, and thanks for explaining that so clearly.
Thank you again. Thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget that you can listen to Kennet Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 106.7 FM, online on kennetradio.com and on your mobile. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.